that purushaha is what? Brahma shabdena suchyate, implied by the word Brahman, okay, the absolute reality, is what? Parataha paraha. Okay, even the superior to the param. What is param there? Akshara parataha paraha. It's superior to even what? Maya. There the maya is said to be what? Aksharam Brahma. First I said Aksharam Brahma is imperishable, indestructible reality, Aksharam Brahma. But maya also is said to be Aksharam here. Why? Maya is in fact, this whole jagat is modification of maya. Modified form of maya. Understand? Therefore we say, look at that maya as what? Material cause. Just then we look at, okay? Don't take it seriously. We look at the maya as the material cause. Understand? But maya alone is manifest as the whole jagat, when you say, therefore maya is superior. Maya is superior to the universe. Why? Maya is the material cause of the universe. And what is superior to the maya? The reality, absolute Brahma, Purushaha. Purushaha is superior to maya. What is Purusha superior? Purushaha, pure consciousness. Are there two different things in maya and Purushaha, maya and the consciousness? No. Understand? Why? Because maya has no independent existence. Of the two, if we take, consciousness is satyam, maya is mithya. Where consciousness always exists. Maya is not there. Okay, when? Maya undergoes changes. Consciousness does not undergo any change. Consciousness exists independent of maya. But maya cannot exist independent of consciousness. Is it clear now? And maya and consciousness are not two different things. Maya is not even intrinsic property of the Purusha. Intrinsic nature of Brahman. And an attribute also. What is it then? Inexplicable. Anirvachaniya. Understand? Therefore, maya is mithya and Brahma satyam. Okay? Like what? Please listen carefully. It's very, very important. I want to make it very clear. When I say, still, there is still water. When you say there is still water, and stillness, I can also say, stillness, there is stillness of water. When I see the still water, I can say, there is stillness of water. Is that stillness separable from the water? When I use the expression, first I say there is still water, thereafter I can say there is stillness of the water. I can say the water has stillness, there is stillness of the water. Is that stillness separable from the water, the stillness? Does the stillness exist independent of the water? Does it have any relevance? Meaning? No. Understand? And the stillness is disturbed, okay? Then we see the waves, big, huge waves, roaring waves. When the water is still, water is H2O. When the stillness is not there, we see the waves. You can't say, I see the waves as well as stillness. So what is a wave? Manifestation of stillness. Modified form of stillness is waves. But as waves also, what? H2O is the same. When the water, okay, in the when you see the wave, then whereas water becomes something H3O or what? No. even then water is H2O.
H2O.
As wave water is H2O, as still water also water is H2O.
I was having trouble.
Did it sound funny? Okay, water is H2O. Okay. Listen carefully. So, in the stillness, does stillness exist outside of water? Does stillness have independent existence of water?
No.
Is stillness an attribute of water? Surupma of water? No. But is there stillness? Yes. What happened to the stillness when you saw the wave? It's not that. Isn't it beautiful to know this? When the wave, what is this wave then? Stillness is not there, there is wave. When there are no waves, there is stillness. Have you understood this? I got it. Therefore, we can just, from this standpoint of waves, okay, we can say, this wave is what? The stillness is not there, there is wave. When there is wave, when there is no wave, there is stillness. But whether the stillness is in the form of wave or wave in the form of stillness, always one thing is common there, what? Water. This is just a way of looking at it. In fact, the wave is nothing but, before the wave was born, I can say, wave was where? A wave means what? Just the Nama Rupa. Wave was in an unmanifest form. So stillness is nothing but the unmanifest potential form of the wave seed. The stillness of the water, stillness alone, not the water, okay, stillness alone is what? Potential unmanifest seed form of the wave. What is wave? Manifestation of stillness. The stillness undergoes a change to become a wave. Understand? This is what undergoing a change, Maya undergoing a change to become the world. Just get, I want to understand this example. Similarly, we say here, the Brahman, when you say consciousness is, okay, what is the root of consciousness? Pure knowledge. And then when the knowledge, the pure knowledge alone can rise as knowledge. So when you say there's no knowledge, the total jagat is unmanifest, the total universe is unmanifest. When there's no knowledge that the jagat is, the total jagat is what? Unmanifest. So what is Maya? Maya is nothing but another name of the universe in it. But in which form? Unmanifest potential seed form. Just the name. Maya is another word, name of the universe. In unmanifest, okay, seed potential form. When it is in unmanifest form, condition. Is it clear? If I wanted to say, water, ice is a name of the same water when it is in a solid condition or solid form. Name is different, different condition. So here, Maya is nothing but the universe another name for universe in its unmanifest form. Unmanifest. Is it clear? That is Maya. The Jagat being unmanifest means what? Knowledge being unmanifest. What knowledge? The knowledge that the Jagat asti ityasya jnanasya avyaktatvam. If the jnanam is avyaktam, the jnanam is avyakritam, Jagat is avyakritam. Avyakritam means what? Unmanifest. Jagat asti ityasya jnanasya avyakritihi. When the knowledge is unmanifest, jagat asti iti jnanam, there is a time when the knowledge is unmanifest. When this knowledge is unmanifest, what do you call that state condition? Ignorance. And we also say this total ignorance. When there is no knowledge that the whole jagat asti iti jnanam, when it is not there, we say there is ignorance. Ignorance of what? Jagat being there. And that the knowledge that the jagat is not, the unmanifest condition of the jagat is said to be also what? Maya. Okay, can say total ignorance or Maya, the unmanifest knowledge, total knowledge, okay, unmanifest condition of the total knowledge is called Maya. When I say Jagat, you can include everything. And when there is Jagat, but the Jagat being there is known, the Maya being there is known, Maya being there is known. Maya means what? The total ignorance being there is known. Total ignorance means what? The knowledge being unmanifest is known. But for you to wake to, you had to wake up to know that the knowledge, that knowledge was unmanifest. You know, when you wake up from sleep, you can always relate, you can understand how the knowledge was unmanifest. Unmanifest what? There's no knowledge of the Jagat. Therefore, that's also unmanifest. Knowledge being unmanifest also is object of knowledge. Therefore, Maya is object of knowledge. Knowledge being unmanifest is objectified. Therefore, Maya is mithya. What is satyam there? Shuddha Chaitanyam, the consciousness, because of the presence of which the knowledge being unmanifest is known, the unmanifest knowledge being there is experienced, which you can recollect and see in waking state, is what? Pure consciousness is satyam. So what is Maya? Is it an attribute of consciousness? No. Is it a swarupam of consciousness? No. Intrinsic property of the consciousness? No. Is Maya there? Yes. How do you know? Because we experienced it. Then in deep sleep state. How do you know? When I wake up, I can recover. I can't deny my perception. Can we deny your perception? Then what? How do you? Is there Maya now? No, Jagat is. Then what do you call it? Anirvachaniya. Is there such a thing called Maya then, really? No. It's not real, okay? Knowledge being unmanifest is there. This is time. Maya is mithya. As I remember, stillness disturbed is the wave, wave resolved is the stillness. Similarly, Jagat resolved, Jagat being unmanifest is Maya being there. Maya being not there, is Jagat being manifest. Knowledge being unmanifest is Maya. Maya being not there is knowledge being manifest. Therefore, the whole Jagat is just what? Avyakritasya, avyakritam, avyaktam, avyakritihi. All these words we used to say to mean Maya are the unmanifest condition of knowledge. Okay, when the knowledge is unmanifest, the sense called what? Avyaktam, avyakritihi, Maya, avidya. Avidya means what? Unmanifest knowledge is avidya. Unmanifest knowledge is avidya. Manifest knowledge is vidya. Unmanifest knowledge is ajnanam. Manifest knowledge is jnanam. So the pure jnanam, okay, whether it is manifest or unmanifest, it is always there, never absent. Okay? Jnana surupam brahma sada vartate, sada asti. Nekadapi, it becomes absent. Vyakta rupena bhavati athava avyakta rupena asti. Either it remains as unmanifest or it remains as manifest. The Jagat is manifest, knowledge is manifest, knowledge is manifest as the Jagat. When the Jagat is unmanifest, knowledge being unmanifest also is objectified. So Jagat is what? Manifestation of knowledge. Okay? The knowledge being manifest is objectified, knowledge being unmanifest also is objectified. Okay, unmanifest knowledge is objectified, manifest knowledge also is objectified, and who is the subject? What is there as the subject? Okay, because of whom, the presence of whom, the objectification is possible. Are there two things? No. What is that one vastu? Consciousness. Divyaha, amurtaha, aksharat parataha paraha. So you have to say that, we can't say two things, okay? We have to say advaita. Therefore, aksharat parataha paraha. The manifest Jagat is manifestation of knowledge. Unmanifest Jagat is unmanifest knowledge. So what is this Jagat? What is the material cause of Jagat? Just say the unmanifest condition itself, you look and say. That is why we look at it as material cause. Prakritihi. Understand? We look at it. This prakriti, amazing, isn't it? Prakritihi, maya, avyaktam, avyakritihi, avyakritam. All these different words we use as material cause. What is the, okay, prakritihi? What is the consciousness then? Akshat parataha paraha purushaha purushaha. Purushaha prakritihi. We say two different. One has the material cause, one has the efficient cause. Are they separable? No. Who is paraha? A prakritihi is para. Why? Material cause of the universe. Just we say from standpoint of the universe, because it was not there before. What was there before the universe came into being? Before the universe became manifest, what was there was unmanifest. avyakriti, avyakta. What is avyakriti? Non-manifest knowledge. Therefore, what was before that and what is not there now? Knowledge is manifest, avyakta, avyakriti is not there. Therefore, we can say this jagat is for that. We look at this avyakritam, avyaktam, or maya, or avidya as prakritihi, as material cause. Just looking at it. And what is that which is aware, because the presence of which even this unmanifest knowledge is objectifiable, okay, becomes objectified, that is actually the Purusha, the consciousness. So, Purusha has efficient cause, intelligent cause, which does not undergo anything. What happens? Doesn't undergo, does not give up its intrinsic nature of being pure knowledge. Always knowledge remains as the knowledge. Doesn't go any undergo any change to become the jagat. Like water does not give up its H2O swarupam to become a wave. So here consciousness does not give up its swarupam of knowledge. It's always the same. So what is jagat? Manifestation of prakriti. What is prakriti? Unmanifest knowledge. Avidya. But can prakriti become the jagat? Can jagat without the Purusha? No. Understand Purusha prakriti? Prakriti is a feminine gender word, material cause. And Purusha is a masculine gender word. That is why we have Shiva Lingam in our temples. Ardha Nari Ishvara Tattvam. Ardha Nari, Ardha Ishvara Tattvam. Half woman, half man means what? It's a symbol of the inseparability of the Purusha and Prakriti, consciousness and Maya. Really speaking, Maya has, there's no such thing called Maya, really. But it is. As though. There's a time it is not, there's a time it is. That is why it is mithya. Understand? Maya being there is known, Maya being not there is known, Maya being man, okay? That is why in Shiva Lingam is the pratika, which stands for Ishvara. In fact, the inseparability of Purusha Prakriti, inseparability of the consciousness and Maya, you know, is presented. Really speaking, we don't say Maya is an entity. Just understanding, okay? People talk lot of confusion, lot of things talk about, people talk about this Maya. Is it clear? I think I'm sure Maya has become very clear. Therefore, now let's come to the point. This whole jagat, from that jagat alone, now let us, so it won't confuse you. All that is there is only pure knowledge. Either knowledge remains manifest or knowledge remains unmanifest. The knowledge is unmanifest, jagat is unmanifest. Knowledge is manifest, jagat is manifest. Therefore, we say jagat is manifestation of knowledge. Jagat is just the knowledge. Therefore, jagat asti uta nasti, we say what? There is, it's not, does not exist outside of knowledge. In manifestation, also, when it is manifest, it exists in knowledge. When it is unmanifest also, it is in knowledge. In fact, unmanifest Maya is also Purusha, and manifest Jagat also is what? Purusha. And Upanishad goes one step further saying, all that is a subtle elements, all the subtle elements, all the subtle as manifestation, subtle aspects which form the subtle sthula dehaha, and we give a name as Hiranyagarbha, all of them have come into being from that Brahman. Etasma jayate, you saw that last class. So what? Whether subtle or gross, everything is manifestation of knowledge. You can say modified form of maya or manifestation of knowledge. Maya is mithya, jagat also is mithya. Satyam is Brahman. Manifest knowledge is object of knowledge, unmanifest knowledge also is object of knowledge. But the pure knowledge is always subject. But really we have to say, understand, consciousness is neither subject nor object. Understand? But the subject is consciousness, object also is consciousness. But to understand consciousness, you always understand as what? Distinguishing the subject from the object, you arrive at what consciousness is, then you say a subject is consciousness, object also is consciousness, but the consciousness is neither subject nor object. That is the consciousness as the reality.